Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your new car couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, October 10th, 2016.
And this is episode 206. Woo. How you doing, babe?
Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
Excited to be here.
I know. It's the Valentine cast. So glad to be here. A bi-weekly podcast done by myself and my lovely wife. Yeah, my name is Jay. My lovely wife, Renee Valentine. Live in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you for tuning in. Yeah. But yeah, babe, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good, yeah. I guess I don't have any issues.
You don't have any issues?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, you got issues. You had some issues. You had some issues.
No.
We're going to be talking about maybe, depending on time, at
yeah,
the end of the
we'll
show.
See what's up.
You see how I did that, right?
I see how you did that.
I put it at the end, if you want to, you know. Oh, we can move it up ahead of time. And everybody's probably like, what?
It is
what
no big deal, y'all.
Yeah.
Believe me.
But yeah, just want to say what's up to everyone out there that's listening to us live. What's going on, everybody?
And we're glad to see you all. But
there we go.
Wouldn't be a show without Renee yawning.
Yep. The show has officially begun.
All right.
We have went 2 minutes in, and if anyone, I think we need to start doing like.
No, we don't need to start doing anything
like,
related to my yawning.
Like a number.
No.
I can't control what our listeners do.
But you're suggesting.
No, I'm just saying, because you remember how when they did Stump a Trek Nerd on Frog Pants?
Yes.
They would bid on the time on how long it would take for them to get through the question.
Yes.
And whoever got closest to however long it took, you know, won that day.
Right.
You know, so I think wouldn't it be kind of cool if they did something like, you know, how soon will Renee yawn in the show? And then whoever, you know, at the beginning of the show, they just start putting numbers in, you know, and be like, boom, you know.
Don't listen to him.
Zobby was the closest
idea.
One that got close to the time of 15 seconds. You know.
Oh, what? My first yawn?
Yeah. You know.
What if I never yawn?
Then no one wins.
No. Oh, man. So that's a challenge for me.
Yeah. Well, you know.
To not yawn.
Yeah. They'll probably change it to, well, one of us yawn or something like
you
that.
Never you never
know?
Yawn.
Yeah. Oh, I yawn. I've yawned before.
Yawn is starting to sound funny. Yawn.
Yawn, 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 yawn. Yawn, 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 yawn. Well, because I've yawned because the one time I did yawn, you didn't cover for me. So,
well.
You're like, how does it feel? I didn't
say that.
Renee, I cover for you when you yawn. Like, if you're, like, mid-talking about something, I'll cover for you. Unless it's, like, the very first one. Okay, fair enough. The first yawn, I call out, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
All right. So, fair enough. So, I'll let it be.
I want to talk about the weekend.
All right, so let's go ahead and let's get into some weekend wrap-up with Mr. Hando.
Weekend.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yeah. So I had a story I meant to tell.
This is great. That's what I missed. Sorry.
So there was a story I was supposed to tell last show, but we were in a rush to get off the show. You know, wanted to get the show out and go watch through our what we felt, our civic duty, or be good citizens, I guess, and go watch the debates. So we rushed to the show, and I did not get to tell the story of the hydrogen peroxide. So I had went to the eye doctor, and I got a new solution for my contacts, because I'm having a little trouble with them. You know, they haven't been getting all the way clean, I guess, and they were irritating my eyes a little bit. So my ophthalmologist, boom, prescribed, he told me to use this new contact solution, which is a hydrogen peroxide based solution that's 3%, and I'm supposed to let them clean for 6 hours. I have to clean them. He was like, now with these, you have to clean them for 6 hours, and if you do not leave them in for 6 hours, you have to rinse them off well before you put them in your eyes, because, you know, they irritate your eyes. That's what, you know, what he said.
So it can't be 5 hours and 58 minutes.
Can't be 5 hours and 58 minutes.
6 hours.
6 hours. I said, cool, I can do that and everything. And I did do a great job of doing that. And then one morning I woke up, and my contacts had been in for 6 hours and everything, but it was a little late. And I can't remember. I think we slept, or we stayed up late, or we did something that night. Oh, that's when Mom kept the girls. And so Renee and I stayed up late.
Oh, man, we stayed up late. We were young.
Yeah, so I put my contacts away, you know, early, because, you know, I knew we were going to be up late. So I put my contacts in early. Got up the next morning, and I take my contacts out of the solution. I grab a bottle. I rinse them off, because I always rinse them off just in case. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's good practice.
Yeah, that's why I bought the cheap solution and everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I already talked about this, but maybe I didn't, because I think JK has said something about me, about him buying the cheap contact solution.
Like, you told the story?
I think I told the story on the last show.
Did you? When did Mom keep the girls?
She kept the girls when we got the car.
We haven't talked about the car yet.
Oh, that's right. So we hadn't talked about the car. Okay.
We were going to.
Okay. We got the car the week after.
So you have told this story.
So I probably have already told this story. I end up chemically burning my eye.
Maybe someone didn't hear the last show.
Because I used the solution, the hydrogen peroxide solution, to clean my eye.
I don't think we talked about it. Isn't it?
I feel like I told his story now.
Maybe you told the story to him, but
now JK's listening. He's probably laughing at me, saying that you already told his story, and he just got into he just got into the Valen Tavern, and he's gonna be like, "You already told the story, Jay." What's going on, and Hendo? What's going on,
Hi, Hendo.
Man?
Hi, JK.
So I rinsed the solution off. And I rinsed the solution, I rinsed the contacts off, put them in my eye, and my eye is on fire. And so what happened then, you know, I squirt my eye with the solution that I'm thinking is my saline, and it was the hydrogen peroxide again. So
again.
So I ended up burning my eye really, really, really bad, and I looked kind of crazy.
It looked like he had pink eye.
Like I had pink eye in one eye, and it was just really horrible. So hydrogen peroxide in your eye is not fun. So I found a new way to torture someone, you know.
Oh, that's just mean.
Yeah. So that would be a mean practical joke.
That's not even a practical joke. Assault.
So I did do some research, right? Mm-hmm. And the saline that I use, that's by Bosch, that's not the hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
They actually had got them mixed up.
Who did?
There was a recall.
Oh,
back,
man,
in 2012.
They got them mixed up with the hydrogen peroxide.
Yes,
one?
They're like, so it wasn't like full on.
Oh,
but
okay.
It wasn't like they cleaned the machine or something, so it had some
a little
of
bit
in there.
And it was burning.
So people was burning, irritating people's eyes, and it was like,
wow,
they had that clean and clear in there. So yeah, it was kind of crazy. So that happened. So one thing that we hadn't told everyone was that our next thing that happened the weekend since we've been away is that we have a new car.
Ooh, everyone should already know that.
But anyway.
So yeah, it was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. So it's been a surprise. So before I had burnt my eye, we had went to CarMax and we were looking at cars. You know, just kind of like, oh, let's look at vans and stuff and everything else. And sure enough, we saw a Dodge Journey that we had shipped down. And we were waiting on that. While we were waiting on that, another Dodge Journey showed up here that we really, really loved. Renee and I went and test drove it and liked it and everything else, and we are now the owners of a car payment.
So I like how you said we're owners of a brand new
car payment. So it's been 3 years almost since we haven't had a car payment.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with the girls and everything else, you know, and when we go to Atlanta, I like to be able to have all my kids with me as well as Renee. That's one of the things that we haven't been able to do in a long time because it's very expensive to rent a van every time we go down.
Oh my gosh, it was getting insane.
Yeah. So we bought this, and the Saturn, you know, has, you know, 140,000 miles on it. And we were getting a little worried, you know, it's kind of like, there's nothing wrong with it, but we were getting kind of worried, like, you know, it's getting up there where you kind of start thinking, we take good care of the car and everything, but what if something happens? You know, what can we do? And we were able to shift some things around and make things work and said, okay, this is what we can do. Renee is the magician. With the numbers.
Magic magician?
The magic magician with the numbers.
And really?
You are.
I don't know about that.
And
I might know a little bit more than, you know.
I was actually proud of myself.
The average bear.
I was actually proud of myself today.
Why?
Because I found that site to help us.
Oh, yeah.
With the early payoffs.
That was awesome. You know.
Like, I was like, ooh, I know how to make this work.
My dream is to be debt free. Ever since the stupid people said, hey, you're a college freshman, have a credit card.
You need to build your credit score so you can buy stuff when you get out of school. So, we have a 2015 Dodge Journey. I'm also selling my Black Lightning 2008 Chevy Cobalt. So, if anyone's looking for, you know, a little four-cylinder car, nice looking. It will keep the wheels. It will keep the new radio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take any of that out.
That's so nice of you.
Hit me up. Let me know. Yeah, I'm trying to sell on the show. So, what? Don't judge me. My show. And then, what did we do this week? This week was a big, humongous week.
It was birthday week this week.
Dog's birthday. So
every October.
First week of October is always a big week in Crockerland.
Did you say in Crockerland?
I did say in Crockerland.
Oh, man, I wonder what Crockerland would be like.
Crockerland has, like, baked goods and Betty Crocker and Crock-Pot meals and croaker fish.
I don't know. What kind of baked goods?
Betty Crocker cakes.
Oh.
I know. It's not that great, but the
croaker. Damn.
But see, like, even you did the croaker noise. You did the croaker noise.
Unintentionally, though.
That was what's that?
Air fry. I do have air fry. sometimes more than others, but it's definitely in there. Sorry.
No. Sorry. So did we talk about air fry on the show?
We'll talk about it. We didn't talk about it.
But let's go ahead and talk about the birthday week. So Deidre came in town.
Yeah, my sister.
Yeah, it was so we were celebrating mom and dad's birthday week. And we had a great surprise for mom and dad. And that was...
my Uncle Claude and my Aunt Hope came into town.
Yep, they did. They did. So it was, they were absolutely surprised. Impressed a few
ladies. Totally surprised.
Yep. So we went to restaurants that mom and dad both loved. Got to have family time and all that. It was, and it was just a good time to be with family, and that's one of the big things that dad absolutely loves.
Yeah, I mean, it was nice for everybody, and I loved seeing my sister. That was amazing. Yeah. And
my nephew. I miss my other nephew and brother-in-law. But you know, he'd been a big time photographer. You know, he got called in to do some photography down, you know, in Florida and South Carolina and Georgia for old Hurricane Matthew. Thoughts go out to those folks that were affected.
It's pretty bad down there. Yep. So definitely thoughts go out to them. So we went to Famous Dave's and Mitchell's Seafood, expensive Mitchell's, but it was
Renee
good.
Made a couscous grilled vegetable dish for mom.
Yeah, dad got all romantic and did something nice for my mom. Yep. It was just a nice time overall. And then Saturday morning we did the Susan G. Komen Cancer Walk. Walk for the cure.
I had to catch myself because I don't want to be like, you know, we're taking donations for cancer.
For cancer.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of people there, and next year I'll be wearing pink fairy wings and a tutu because that's so cute.
And we'll probably be running.
Yes.
We'll probably be running like the 5K.
Yeah, because we did.
Or the 10K.
This past time we did the mile, but we didn't run. We just walked because we had everybody else with us. So next time we're going to run. It's going to be fun. And hopefully we won't die.
Yeah, hopefully we won't die. I don't want to die. Not running. If I die, I want to die eating.
Now that would be kind of cool. Not, like, well, not cool as in... dying.
Now, I don't
want
to choke to death. I want to die from, like, I want to be, like, enjoying it so much that I have a heart attack.
We're terrible. By the way.
Everybody's like, God.
Everybody's like, y'all are just weird.
Y'all are horrible, man.
Weird is more like it.
So, what else has been going on? Like, this week, coming up, this weekend is a big, huge weekend.
Okay, so this coming weekend... dun, 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 dun. It is potty training weekend. Renee has taken off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And for 5 straight days, Saturday to Wednesday, I will be focusing on nothing but the 2 children. I almost said something bad about them, but I'm positive about it.
I'll be there. You know, I'm going to be there Saturday and Sunday. Monday I may not be able to because... but I'll be here at the house. I'm going to try to take Tuesday off.
Okay. All right. Well, we're doing the 3...
there's stuff going on at work. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You're fine. I think, I mean...
it's too
hopefully
little,
they'll
too
have
little
a lot
punks.
Of it down. We're doing the 3-step method. You know, potty training in 3 steps.
It's called 3-day method.
Yeah, but no. But it's... no, but she actually doesn't call it 3 days. She calls it blocks. The different blocks.
3-block method.
And there's actually more than one block. More than 3 blocks. But anyway, basically the first day they're going to be totally naked and we have to rush them to the potty when they go pee or poop. So
yes, we rush
basically
them to the potty.
They get the idea that, you know,
something's
when
happening.
When they get that feeling, it's time to...
when you get that feeling, ha!
We told each other that we're both nervous. I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be pee everywhere. And I'm afraid they're not going to get it. Yeah. And I'll just be sad. But who knows? They could take to it right away. So, I mean, people have been potty training since, you know, the dawn of... not the dawn of time.
Right.
But ever since people do not want their waste around them, people have been potty training. So, I feel like we can do this.
Yeah. We got this. We got this, babe. You got to.
Boom. So I will be probably, I will be unreachable pretty much for the first 2 or 3 days. So if I don't talk to you, that's why.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. What else we got going on?
I think that's all we got going on.
Oh, man. That's right. That's right at the end of the song, too. So that worked out great.
Technology.
It's almost like I should just have technology just wrapped
Jay
into
should
something.
Be technology.
I should be like media and tech. Maybe that's what I'll start doing because like I'm going to say something quick and then go right into the next one.
Okay. You know? All right.
Because then let's go ahead and do this.
Oh.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Media and technology.
I forgot something.
You was like, oh, you ready to say something about technology?
We had some drinks and had fun.
Had what?
Drinks.
Drinks. Oh, okay.
We forgot to talk about this.
I didn't.
Oh, so.
All right, so.
What happened,
back
Jay?
Up, let's back up. So, some of y'all may have saw the drunk wild post from Renee that we're playing WoW and we're drinking, being adults and everything else. Yay. And then I told everyone how awesome they were and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That was pretty good. So, what was it?
This was
we were talking about
WoW.
We were talking to Serve.
Right.
And Serve is our dungeon master.
Wait. We did WoW first.
Yeah, we did WoW first. I mean
that wasn't a big deal.
That wasn't a big deal. Okay. I mean, it was just like, you're awesome. Yeah.
Nah. Right.
So we decided that for D&D, we were going to, you know, not, you know, we were going to have some fun.
We were going to imbibe.
We were going to have drinks while we D&D, you know, kind of loosen us up and stuff like that. And so what we ended up doing was I had my wine because, you know, first off, let me talk to y'all real quick. All right. Are you people out there?
You people? Who are you calling you people?
Well, I can't say MFers. Well, all you MFers out there that joke me about having wine, we need to talk.
Why?
You have to understand, with my lap band, I can't have anything carbonated, okay? One, that's number one. Number two, I'm cheap, okay?
That's a big number two.
I'm cheap. So everybody's like, well, you can just drink, you know, bourbon or whatever. I'm not
whiskey.
I'm not paying no $40 for freaking bourbon. Because my thing is, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless it's Costco, like tequila, which is amazing. I'm just going to just throw that out there.
We're going to put that out there.
Because my choice of wine is the Three Thieves wine from Costco. It's $10. You get 1.5 liters, and it is amazing. And the reason it's Three Thieves is that it's not just one wine, particular wine. It's like they steal the best from Chardonnay or Merlot, and they put all these amazing wines together to make their own wine, like these really expensive wines.
Yeah.
And they make it, and it is so good. It's so good. I mean, I love it. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to buy. I don't want to use my big wine glass. So we went to the dollar store. Yeah. Again, I'm cheap. We're cheap. We bought a car. Okay. We bought a car. And I'm trying to.
I don't think you need to explain yourself.
I do need to explain myself because thing was, I always shopped at Amazon. Right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I shopped at Amazon a lot.
So
I've cut back a whole lot of my spending.
I have to give you that.
Where,
you know, definitely
I don't even
cut back.
I don't even buy games like I used to.
You
like,
don't.
I've stopped. It's kind of like, I've stopped. There's a couple of things I want. I just got to figure it out. I don't know. But,
yeah.
But the car is what we needed. My hobby income has been moved over. Because I knew that's what we needed, you know.
We needed a car.
Well,
what's more important?
Not we needed, but it was time. And was I didn't want to be in the position where it was like, oh, shit, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I didn't want to get caught with my pants down, okay? So anyway, Three Stooges is my jam.
Right.
You know. But we also have his vodka we bought from Costco. That's also my jam. So the thing was,
you mean tequila.
Oh, tequila, yeah. So the thing was, we're playing D&D, and my thing was, I'm drinking my wine.
Right.
And I said, every time we have a critical failure, which is a one rolls a one, or a critical hit, which is a 20, I was going to take a shot.
Yeah,
right?
That was the plan. Yeah.
So I've already had two glasses of wine. I'm feeling it and everything, and someone, crit failure. Renee shot, you know. Renee,
so I took a shot.
Renee takes a shot. Renee doesn't give me the cup. I'm just like, give me the damn bottle. And I just turn the bottle up and take a shot. Bow. You know. And so I'm on my third glass of wine. You know, this is a 12-ounce. So I had like 36 ounces of wine that I think about. And so I'm on my third glass. And think of this now. I have the lap band. I don't eat a whole lot anymore. So I'm kind of feeling. So if somebody crit hit or something, take another shot. This is about the last thing I remember. And I put the bottle down and the bottle falls, right? I remember the bottle falling. When I put the bottle back on your side. You probably don't remember this, but
I don't remember that.
I remember this. And that was all I remember. So
I can't believe it's the last thing you remember.
So,
okay.
All I know, the next day, I created a shaman while we were playing D&D.
I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, I created a shaman called something. I created a Draenei shaman.
Okay.
On some server.
because you were talking about Draenei. I remember you talking about Draenei.
Yeah, I was talking about how sexy they were. I do remember making the shaman. I do talking about how sexy they were.
I remember you doing that. That's hilarious.
And what else? But anyway, Renee took video of me.
Yeah. I have video of Drunk Jay, who was insisting he was not drunk.
And
he swore up and down he was not
so,
drunk.
So, let me see.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Oh, okay.
Let's see how this goes.
Y'all are going to hear the audio, which is
y'all
going to
hear the audio. I hope it's not.
It's enough.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
I can't hear it.
Prove it.
Oh. I don't know how to prove it.
There you go. You just proved it right there.
Well, how what? What am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What?
You're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
You're slurring.
I'm not slurring.
Oh, you're slurring.
I'm tired. I've been working all day.
Because that's how you sound when you're tired?
Mm-hmm. Don't I?
No.
Uh-huh. I'm tired.
Are you really sitting here saying you aren't drunk?
I'm not drunk.
When I'm drunk, I admit it.
I'm not drunk.
Ever.
What are you taking video of?
To prove it.
To prove what?
You're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
spoiler, he was drunk.
So, sorry about the...
Yeah, so. He didn't turn it up at first. Yeah, he's showing it. Because having video is great. So... And then, Jay, I don't know if you took another shot after that or not.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. But at one point, I look over and he has tears in his eyes. And he's crying because he doesn't want me to tell my mommy friends he's drunk because he doesn't want them to think he's bad. So I'm like, at this point, like, I don't do well with tears from other people. Like, I get a little like, what are you doing? What is that water falling from your eyes? What are you doing?
Right.
So, I'm like, no, babe, you're not bad. I was like, calm down. And, I was like, and then you asked for another shot. No, two times.
I did.
And then you kept saying, I'm a man of my word. You're making me a liar.
Oh, was it because somebody must have wrote a crit failure or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you kept saying that, yeah, I was making you a liar. I was like, no, this is for your own good.
So, did anybody die on D&D? Because I was healing.
Nobody died on D&D.
What? That's what I'm talking about.
We managed to play and communicate, you know, when you're drunk. At one point, and they were like, we were, and Jay and I were saying something that cannot be repeated on this podcast between ourselves during the D&D. And I think Sir was like, hey, what are y'all talking about? Share it with the whole class. And drunk me, of course, said it because, you know.
Oh, okay. Drunk.
But anyway.
Well, here we go. I'm going to play. Here we go. Because the first part.
Are you going to play it again? Okay.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Prove it.
I don't know how to prove it.
There you go. You just proved it right there.
Well, how did I what? What am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. What?
You're drunk.
I'm not drunk.
You're slurring.
I'm not slurring.
Oh, you're slurring.
I'm tired. I've been working all day.
Because that's how you sound when you're tired?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so.
You're funny.
So that happened. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. If anything, we're not doing that next D&D, I don't think. I hope not. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't want people to be like, oh man, they do this all the time. But anyway.
That's no, right. Yeah. See, no, we don't do this all the time. It's just for fun.
See, Hando got my back. He got my back. He knows when he knows Ty when he see it. He said, what? I was set up. That's
really?
Right. That's right.
No.
Paid for by the J2 2016 PAC. Yeah.
I don't think you're set up.
So JK
right.
wants to know, did you take advantage of me? I do remember that.
Possible.
Yeah, we had fun.
Ew. You're terrible.
I do remember that. I think I was must have been towards the end.
Yeah, it was towards the end.
So,
you were starting to sober up a bit. But
yeah.
I think I'll call CPS on us.
All right.
CPS.
So anyway, for technology, I set up a new access point. I've been trying to figure out how to get better Wi-Fi up front of the house. So I actually ran some coaxial cable from the router back here to the front. And I set up one of my old routers as an access point. And I have to say, it runs a lot better up there. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so anyway, so I hope everyone's been watching the new Luke Cage because this, again, this is tech and media. We've been kind of jumping all over the place.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, so... So we finally finished Luke Cage.
We did. It took us a long time.
It didn't take
everybody...
us a long time. It took two weeks.
I think it took a long time. Because
it came out the Friday after our last show. So it took us less than 2 weeks to finish it.
Okay.
So it was the weekend after our show.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went into this and we finished this past weekend. So it was great. I absolutely enjoyed it.
I loved it.
Yeah. It had its issues.
Yep. It got a little slow sometimes.
Right. So here's the thing. You know, the first 3 to 6 episodes were like action packed. You know what I'm saying? Amazing. But then they did some character building.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of where it's slow, where you kind of feel it slow down and drawn out a little bit. But what they do is that they actually start giving backstories, not just to Luke, but also to the villains.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like, you know, sometimes you don't get that until like season 2 or season 3.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of start feeling for some of these villains a little bit, kind of like, you know, and it was interesting. It was interesting. There was some relationship stuff that I'm not going to go into that was kind of forced.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that.
I agree.
I would say that right there in itself was kind of forced a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of, it felt forced. But I understand. I mean, it kind of makes sense a little bit because it kind of sort of goes in line with the comic a little bit. And it was a little forced and like JK said, you know, 10 and 11 or so kind of got a little slow, which was true, which, you know, It had to be there for a reason. There was some character development that was there. So that's why I give him a pass on it. Even though, personally, you know, I don't think you had to. Because, hey, this is comic book stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's comic book stuff.
But it was good. It was really good.
And I thought this was a joke, but someone I knew actually saw someone say this. They said there were too many black people in Luke Cage. Yeah. The setting is freaking Harlem. And is there a shortage?
There are white people in Harlem, though, babe.
Is there a shortage of white superheroes with mostly white people in them? I don't think so. So, no. You get no pass from me on that. That's crazy. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, it was good, and I look forward to more, and the actor that plays him is not hard to look at.
He has a funny walk, though. He has a funny walk. I wished he had...
I never really noticed his
He
walk,
has a
I
really...
Guess.
So, kind of like his legs kind of go, kind of do that a little bit. They kind of...
Oh, so he has a wide stance. He's bow-legged.
No, but he's like bow-legged in or something like that.
His knees go in, like
kind of a little bit. He just has a. I think it's just because he's tall a little bit. Mm-hmm. I wished he walked like Idris a little bit, or Denzel.
I wish he was Idris. What?
Really?
No, he would not. He'd be a terrible Luke Cage.
He would be. I don't know. Wait a minute. So
no.
Well, Idris was in Wired, right? Wasn't he in Wired? Or
yeah, but I can't see him as Luke.
No.
I don't think he can bulk up enough.
Nah, that's true. Yeah, but nah. I mean, what was his name? Malik something?
Yoba? No.
Hold on.
Yes, his name was Malik in The Wire, I think.
No. I'm talking about Luke Cage's actor. What's his name?
That I don't know.
Hold on. His name was... Mike Coulter. Oh, I feel horrible. I know Aaron and Teddy gonna joke me about this.
Who are they?
I don't want to hear it. Damn it. So it's Mike Coulter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was you either. So you're okay.
I'm trying to think. Well, anyway, I'll keep going because I was trying to think. Where did I see Malik?
But I look forward to the next
So Shades apparently was in Sons of Anarchy also.
Well, you know, seeing as we're a super duper behind on Sons of Anarchy, I'm not even we're so behind on Sons, we're just terribly.
So
terribly,
he was Juice. Whoever Juice is.
My name is Shades.
I wanna be Batman.
But so it was really good. So
right,
we're done with that. So we need to get stuff off our DVR.
Yeah,
we're too busy playing WoW.
And we've been playing WoW and watching Luke Cage.
And we're
our DVR is like, hey man, I'm at 72%.
Luckily, we didn't start watching any new shows for the fall.
And the thing is, I heard there's some pretty good new shows.
Well, you know what? You know,
we ain't got time for that.
Stuff has to go.
All right, so. What you been, so aside from WoW and Luke Cage, you're reading, right?
I have been.
You been reading, babe?
Okay, so I finished Summer Sisters by Judy Blume. It's kind of, I don't know, it was good. The ending I didn't like so much.
Aww.
But the other parts were kind of good. But sometimes I were like, man, you stupid. When... Like, it just struck me as just like dumb sometimes. I'm like, what are you doing? But it wasn't too bad. So then I started reading. Hold on, let me make sure I get it right.
High School Confidential: Secrets of an Undercover Student.
Yeah, it's basically it's a true story. This guy, I don't know. He's tired of being on what he calls the track, which is, you know, school, job, marriage, da, da, da. And so he's graduated from college.
Okay.
And he was about to go to a job fair, and he was like, you know, I'm going to jump this track. He didn't know what to do, so he got this idea. John Hughes did this same thing before he made The Breakfast Club. So he loves the movie, and he decides to go for it, and he wants to do it. He's doing it just because, I don't know, he got the idea in his brain. Like, he's not doing it for any research. He's not doing a social thing. He just wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, oh, and he went to boarding school. He has money. It's, I don't know. He has time to do these things. So,
right.
So yeah. So I'm in the midst where he's in the high school now, and
so
it doesn't seem real that the people in this story are real.
So, is he posing as a high school student?
Yes.
Okay.
A senior.
So why did I think this was done by a female?
I have no idea. This is a male. Because maybe you were thinking about Josie so-and-so in that one movie. Josie Grossi. What movie was that? It was a movie. What was it called? Never Been Kissed. She actually went.
No, this actually happened. Was it? So there was a woman, age 34.
Oh, yeah. There was. No, but. See, with this, oh, I should clarify. He got permission to do this. Oh,
okay.
But only the principal knows. No one else in the entire school knows. Only the principal.
Okay.
So he got permission to do this.
Oh,
from
okay.
And from the district and stuff like that.
Okay.
So no, he didn't just pop in and show up one day.
Oh, okay. All
but
right.
But he had to get a fake ID, and he had to get a fake address, and he had to do all this stuff, and... but like I said, the characters just seem so not real.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he did say that things didn't happen exactly in the order that he said, but everything that was said was something that was 100% said by someone. Took liberties to make it more cohesive and stuff like that, which is fine. It's a story when you get down to it.
Okay.
So I'm reading that, and I don't know what's going to be next.
Okay.
Probably some sci-fi. I haven't gone to sci-fi in a while.
Maybe I should get that bundle from Costco. You might not like it though. I did pick up the Sherlock Holmes.
It's too big to be reading.
That's true. And plus, I guess you could read one of the Inkshell books we got. Maybe.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, I have a book to read. Yeah, I'll tell you later.
All right, cool. So we've been playing World of Warcraft. Renee and I have been doing World Quest, hanging out with Friscos and all the guys from Not in the Face, just running dungeons and just doing our thing. And we just having a great ball blast out there.
It was so funny. The day that I realized, I was like, oh, World Quests are just dailies. But it's like, you don't have to do them every day, and you don't have to do them all in one day, and it's not daily, it's a weekly.
Yeah.
It's like weeklies.
Yeah.
But you can do it, like, there's no pressure to come in and do it every day.
Right.
That's what I like. Like you can have a marathon session and get everything done, technically.
Yeah.
So this is so much better than dailies. I wish they had thought of this a long time ago. But
well,
I'm having
lots of
fun.
It's kind of like bounties in Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it's almost like, you know, you're doing bounties, so yeah. I mean, it's all good.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah. So.
And I am a priest, and I'm liking. I mean, I am a mage, and I'm liking it, which is so weird to me.
Oh man,
it's weird to me. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. So we've been doing well. That's about it.
Yep. So we're gonna do food, or we're gonna go into. You don't have any updates?
I don't have any updates on food. I need to start planning more.
So let's go into some odds and ends with Mr. Feisty.
Odds and ends.
All right. So, a lot of people, you know, been here in the United States know that debates have been going on. If you haven't registered to vote, you need to check your state laws and find out when the last day is to register. I know here in Kentucky on October 11th, which is tomorrow, is your last day you can register to vote. If you want to vote, which I hope you do, I hope you register. Get registered to vote. And if you're already registered to vote, I would ask you to do your research and do your research.
Yeah,
and
find choose the candidate. Yeah, I mean, and you probably won't find a candidate that's perfect. Just choose the one you think you want to be in the highest office in this country for the next 4 years.
Right, right, right.
So,
I want to kind of have this at the end and just thought maybe if, you know, we could kind of talk about some of the highlights of the election season or not.
Trump's a creeper and he's weird.
Yeah.
And he creeps me out and he kisses and touches people without consent. And I don't care if people say he didn't say he did it. Whatever. I am in full belief that this dude did it and whatever.
It's right.
He is gross.
Right.
He has no even like he can't even voice his policies.
Right.
Like, yeah, okay, Hillary's not perfect, you know, and she has lied. Okay, well, guess what? Every politician has lied. Hell, right. Even Barack Obama's lied.
Right.
Because that's, anyway. And I would rather want a politician than a failed businessman. Yeah, you heard me, failed. Because guess what? He cannot keep shit together.
Yeah.
He will ruin this country.
And
but anyway, that's my rant.
So, I don't care if you're broke, here's my big thing. Here's my big thing. There are common decencies that should happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, I think of, you know, all right, so let's say you're in a workplace and you have a coworker that comes in your desk and he pisses in the corner of your desk every time. You know what I'm saying?
Every time he comes in?
Yeah, he comes in, he just pisses there just because. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it goes on his record. He gets fired and everything else. And it's kind of like, you know, not even pissing in the corner. I mean, he's just rude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like he just doesn't fit with the team. He doesn't work well with people.
Right.
He doesn't play well with
when the job specifically calls for working well with people.
And it's kind of like, how is it okay to, if you can't have a common courtesy or even the common decency to put on a face to just for a moment, you know, just act like it, fake it, you know, but you know, in front of folks, it's kind of like divorce people a little bit.
Right.
Kind of like,
yeah.
You know, in front of folk, let's take it back. You're in a bad relationship, you're out in front of people and everything else. You kind of like, all right, we can either show our asses together,
mm-hmm.
or we can just kind of fake it. Now, it's not ideal, you know, because
yeah.
ultimately you're living a whole thing, but
right.
there's a time and a place. And he just doesn't know how to separate the time and the place. And it's kind of like, I just feel like he's going to make us all get hated by everyone.
But the thing is, though, that's why people like him, because he says what's on his mind. Even if what's on his mind is homophobic and racist and bigoted, misogynistic, all that. They don't care. Which is, like, he can literally do anything. And people would still want him president.
I just don't understand. It's like, he's making, the scary part is that the amount of people or the people that are coming out to support him. I mean, it's kind of disheartening because it's kind of like he's giving voice to these people
yeah.
that have these feelings.
Yeah.
And they've always had these feelings. And it's kind of like you look and you're kind of like, my mind is just being blown right now.
It's like, and even if he doesn't win, those people aren't going away. They've
yeah.
gotten to have their say, and they're going to keep saying their say, and it's going to be bad. And JK said that he wants to see Trump forced to drop out. He can't be. He has to willingly step aside. And I can't see Trump quitting.
No, he's not going to quit.
They can't force him to step aside. They just can't. And forcing Trump to do something, yeah, he's not going to be for that. So...
Yeah, I mean, he even said if he didn't win the nomination, he'll run independent.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty much what he said, you know.
But the Republicans made their bed. Now they get to lie in it. That's what I think. But
so I forgot who said the. Now you got to carry this baby to term, Republican Party.
Yeah.
How's that feel or something like
that?
Yeah,
it's
know.
But.
But yeah, so.
So anyway, so that's my ranty. I am very much against Trump.
And no.
And I
feel sorry for all the athletes out there. I feel sorry for all the athletes where they had to go to the locker room and people were like, oh, so this is what y'all talk about in the locker room.
It's like, no. And I keep seeing people, most men talk this way. No. No, they don't. They do not. The men you are around talk this way. The men in your age range, when you're hanging around, they talk this way. So don't tell me that all men talk this way. It's not
true. I mean, even then, I mean, they don't talk about sexually assaulting anyone.
Nope.
But here's my thing. If, I don't know, that's where the whole common decency thing comes in.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's just.
Agreed. Anyway, so yeah, I could spend all day on how much I hate.
And this is
man.
Actually just tame. Okay.
How much I dislike this man.
This was a tame version of.
This is tame. Yeah, I didn't want to like totally just like go crazy.
Yeah, we didn't want to make it explicit. So
yeah.
Anyway, spade this out here and everything.
So anyway, hey, I just want to tell you how. Y'all can reach us.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts.
Hey, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
Yeah, the Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. My Twitter feed is the cowboy. That is THECAOBOI. And Renee's Twitter feed is the ice flow.
Woo!
I want to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to the folks at Period Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for intro and outro. Also, a huge thanks to the folks at Alpha Geek Radio to allowing us to live stream this. If you want to go support them, you can do so at patreon.com/alphageekradio. So I'm just going through here real quick. And I'm making sure we don't have any email, which we do not, which is okay because I would have lost it anyway. Anyway, you all have a great week.
Bye, y'all. Talk to y'all later.
And we will see you all in
2 weeks.
Oh. Two
yes.
Weeks.
2 weeks.
That is going to be on the 24th.
Oh, my God. They should be potty trained by then.
Oh, man. Thank you, Valentine, for being here. We'll see you next week. Not next week.
Not next 24th.
Bye. All right, now.
is Alpha Geek Radio.
Boops.